Witam from BA. This is a Rorschach Poland update from the 18th of December 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Poland. On Thursday the 11th, the European Commission announced it's taking Poland to the EU's top court because it hasn't fully followed EU rules, which require assigning lawyers to everyone during police questioning or early stages of investigation. The EU says Polish law sometimes lets police question people or gather evidence without a lawyer, and it doesn't always keep lawyer-client conversations private. Poland also isn't properly notifying parents or guardians when kids are detained, and it's not properly following rules for European arrest warrants, which let one EU country ask for someone's arrest in another EU member state. The EU first warned Poland in May 2024, but after giving it a year to fix the problems and seeing little progress, it decided to take the case to court. On Monday the 15th, Poland's public procurement office announced that hackers broke in and accessed employees' mails, including some at the National Appeals Chamber. Krzysztof Gawkowski, the deputy prime minister, said investigators are working to find out who's behind the attack, while cybersecurity teams are securing the office's systems and preventing further damage. Gawkowski also reminded public offices and companies to keep a close eye on their online security and follow the national cybersecurity system rules. Meanwhile, on Monday the 15th, Donald Tusk, the Prime Minister, held talks in Berlin with European leaders, Ukraine's President Zelensky and US envoys. He said the US, Europe and Ukraine are more united against Russia than ever. They discussed security guarantees for Ukraine, potential joint military support, and keeping NATO's eastern flank strong. Tusk said that any decisions about Ukraine's territory are up to Ukraine, and that Poland won't send troops to an international mission but will help with logistics and transport. US President Donald Trump joined by phone and said that a deal to end the war is closer than ever. Next up, on Sunday the 14th, Władysław Kosiniak-Kamysz, Poland's Deputy Prime Minister and Defense Minister, kicked off a two-day trip to Turkey, focusing on strengthening defense and strategic ties. During the visit, Polish and Turkish officials signed a military and industrial cooperation deal to run joint exercises, exchange important military and security information, and create opportunities to export Polish defense technologies, including military gear like passive location radars, to Turkey, which is upgrading its armed forces. Kosiniak-Kamysz said that Poland and Turkey are strong allies and working together helps improve NATO and EU security, especially along the eastern and southern NATO borders. On Monday the 15th, Karol Rabenda, the minister in the presidential chancellery, announced that President Karol Nawrocki changed Poland's mining law. The new rules, which will take effect on the 1st of January 2026, will support miners forced to quit their jobs due to mine closures, offering paid leave and one-time tax-free severance payments of 170,000 zloty, about $47,000. The protections cover workers at major mining companies, including administrative staff and employees in specialized departments, such as maintenance or investment teams. This law comes alongside planned mine closures and mergers because Poland is looking to restructure the coal industry, save money, and shift toward cleaner energy. Closing coal mines over the next 10 years will cost around 11 billion zloty, about $3 billion, with thousands of workers expected to take leave or other benefits under the new rules. Speaking of new laws, on Wednesday the 17th, Waldemar Żurek, the justice minister, said the government wants to revise existing laws and penalties for crimes involving minors after the killing of an 11-year-old girl in Jelenia Góra, southwestern Poland. The child died from knife wounds and the 12-year-old girl from the same primary school is the main suspect. Żurek said that the current law allows a court to place a girl in a juvenile correctional facility until she turns 24, but he believes that even though judges can hand out long sentences, that punishment alone is not enough. The minister said he'll discuss with the Interior Ministry concrete prevention steps like monitoring kids online, spotting risky behavior early, supporting families, and improving access to mental health care. Changes are also hitting the industrial sector, as on Friday the 12th, Korean tire maker Kumho announced plans to build a new factory in the Opole-Wrocław district in the city of Opole in southern Poland, buying 30 hectares of land for 36 million zloty, which is about $10 million. The company plans to invest over 2 billion zloty, about $500 million, produce up to 6 million tires a year, and create around 400 jobs, with the factory expected to open in 3 years. This move will make Opole a key European production hub for Kumho and is part of the company's broader strategy to expand globally. Other Asian investors like Shanghai Pret Composites, a Chinese polymer composites producer, opened its first Polish facility there this year, attracted by Poland's reliable supply chains, access to EU markets, and cost advantages. On military updates, on Wednesday the 17th, Poland and Sweden signed a deal for 3 A26 Blacking-class submarines as part of Poland's Orca program to upgrade its navy, with the first one expected by 2030. In the meantime, Sweden will loan an older A17-class submarine by 2027 to Poland to replace its old Orp Orzel. The deal also lets Polish defense companies participate in maintenance, repairs, and production through tech transfer. The A26 submarines come with diesel, electric, and air-independent engines, torpedo launchers, and can launch unmanned underwater vehicles or support special forces missions. Meanwhile, on Monday the 15th, Sławomir Sęskiewicz, the head of Poland's National Security Bureau, said he plans to sue journalists from Gazeta Wyborcza, one of Poland's most influential daily newspapers, who reported that he didn't declare some psychotropic and psychoactive medications in a 2020 security form, which briefly cost him his security clearance in 2024. A court later overturned the clearance revocation, but the Prime Minister's office has appealed. Medical groups criticized the media for sharing Sęskiewicz's health information, saying it's private and shouldn't be public because it can break trust in healthcare and stigmatize people with medical conditions. Tomasz Szymoniak, who coordinates Poland's special services, said the leak didn't come from intelligence agencies and that since December 2023, no agency has released personal files or staged media events like past governments did. On a positive note, on Tuesday the 16th, the delivery company Impos launched Bielik.ai, the country's first locally made AI, in its mobile app as part of the Feed the Bielik project. This initiative lets people chat with the AI to help it learn the Polish language and culture while making the system smarter. The Speak Leash Foundation at the University of Science and Technology in Krakow, southern Poland, created Bielik.ai and named it after Poland's national bird, the white-tailed eagle, to support homegrown digital tech. Many countries in the world will celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December and enjoy a public holiday. In Poland, celebrations start on the evening of the 24th with Vigilia, a traditional meatless Christmas Eve dinner. Families enjoy dishes like barszcz, a beet soup. They also break and share the opłatek wafer at the table, which symbolizes family, love, forgiveness, and has a spiritual link to the Last Supper when Jesus shared bread with his 12 apostles. Many people attend midnight mass, called pasterka, after dinner. On Christmas Day, the celebrations continue with festive meals, gift-giving, and visiting relatives. Finally, on Wednesday the 17th, independent portal Nowy Ład shared an essay in Polish by Paweł Stanczak discussing how Poland's relationship with the Catholic Church and conservative political groups is changing. He points out that in the last 10 years, trust in the church has declined significantly, especially among Gen Z, and fewer people are going to services or thinking about becoming priests. Right now, there is a clear gap between church leaders, conservative elites, and regular voters. Many young conservatives don't really care what the church says on social issues and make up their own minds. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to check out our new t-shirts with the link in the show notes. Do sobaczenia!